Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to a special live remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I first of all want to wish every mom in the audience, especially my mom, my sister, and Cynthia, all the best on the day that is set aside each year to recognize all that you do for us. Today, we are actually bringing the show to you from the 26th Annual Spring Sale at Stevenson Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Now, this special remote broadcast is being aired under our ongoing show series called Unique Destinations because of the important role that the gallery plays in the real estate market of our community. We invite all of you to come on over and join us for some excellent real estate commentary, as well as take advantage of the vast array of items offered at spectacular prices here at the gallery. Now, we're having a little bit of a technical issue, but in a few minutes, Braden, my floor producer, is working on trying to get the streaming up so you can actually watch the show on SantaFe.com. So I'm waiting for him to give me the thumbs up, but right now you're going to be able to listen to the program, as always, on SantaFe.com, as well as on the radio itself. Joining me and offering his always enthusiastic and knowledgeable observations is my co-host for today's show, Mr. Stephen Etrie, who is the co-owner of Stevens A Consignment Gallery, and serving as our color commentator for today's show is the highly regarded interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. As always, great to have both of you on the show, guys.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Before we launch into this exciting show, I invite you to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover an array of very useful real estate services provided by a number of very stellar companies. You can also check out the roster of fabulous properties offered by my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, many of which are on open house today. And while you're on our website, you can also check out the real estate commentary we offer each month in the All Things Real Estate newsletter by clicking on the button named Ray's Real Estate Message. Now, this timely newsletter commentary is brought to you each month by the Deborah Calkin Agency, and you can learn more about their fine household staffing services at debsdomesticagency.com. That's debsdomesticagency.com. And on this day in real estate history, May 13th, 2012, we are once again making history on our own by doing the 26th annual spring sale at Stevens A Consignment Gallery. This day in real estate history is brought to you each week by the local mortgage professionals at the First National Bank of Santa Fe, and you can check out all of their quality mortgage products at fnb-sf.com. That's fnb-sf.com. So Gino Thompson, my producer back at the KTRC studio, and my floor producers Braden and Josh here at the remote broadcast located at the annual spring sale at Stevens A Consignment Gallery, again located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. I now want to reintroduce my guest co-host, Mr. Stephen Etrie, who is the co-owner of the gallery, along with our color commentator, Annie O'Carroll. Annie, I'm going to actually ask you, ladies first.
Absolutely.
Interior designer extraordinaire, you've taken a walk around this place. You've been coming to Stevens A Consignment Gallery for years. What's your view of this spring sale?
Well, I think it's amazing, and it's so on trend right now because so many things are vintage and mid-century modern, and and so really so many of the things that are here, not only are they, you know, they're always great, but right now in this particular time, they're very timely for what's going on in the interior design market.
Mm-hmm. And Stephen, I have to ask you, because this is a two-day affair, this is
right.
Your 26th year of doing this. Yesterday, I understand I had a little intel going on before you arrived here. I asked some of your colleagues, and they said it was a terrific day yesterday, Saturday. Is that the case?
It was. Man, boy, the news, good news travels fast. I like that. I really do. Yeah, it felt really, really strong. It wasn't a big rush, a big surge, and then a lull. It was consistent all day long. People were buying what I noticed was, eyeballing, I'd say, more than 60%, 70% of the people who walked in walked out with something.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting is that the tickets, the sales tickets,
right,
were not, they were in the, 500 and greater.
Right.
So that tells me that either people are just sick and tired of hearing about bad economic news,
right,
and they're just saying the heck with it,
uh-huh,
or there is a sense that there's some, we've hit the bottom and that there's some strength.
Yeah,
happening.
Well, and I actually, my opinion is it's both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard enough of the bad commentary from the media. It's time to go out there and start reviving the economy, and I, as a consumer, can help contribute to that process.
Right.
Stephen, you mentioned 60 to 70% of your people were doing some purchasing and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's also happens to be one of the high percentages of some of the discounted items that they can get here. Isn't that the
case? Absolutely. Yeah, I was just thinking. Our discount is 30% off the entire inventory at a minimum,
mm-hmm,
and there are specially marked tags on other items that are anywhere from 40, 50, 60, 75% off. Yesterday, folks found the free items.
Yeah.
We marked some items free.
Uh-huh.
Those were found, and those left in the first hour.
Well,
I
just got the signal from Braden Anderson, my floor producer here at the remote broadcast, that, in fact, you can now go to SantaFe.com and go to the homepage, and there will be a button that says All Things Real Estate. Just click on it, and you can actually watch the show. And
wow.
So anybody who's out there that wants to turn on their iPhone, I know some people have iPhones that look at the show, believe it or not. Some people are sitting at home. If you can't join us today, and again, we want you to come on over here to 2701 Cerritos Road and join in this celebration, this annual spring sale. But if you can't, go to SantaFe.com, click on the homepage, and you will actually see the show in all of its glory. You'll see Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, and Mr. Stephen Etri, who is sitting to my immediate right. There's actually the camera right there. Guys, look up and wave at
there.
That.
Oh, there.
There it is. That's that little camera.
You've got me so confused there.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, at least they have it directed at the right face,
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have some fun with this because, Stephen, Annie O'Carroll was my secret shopper, and she actually went around and
mm-hmm.
pulled a few items. Annie, won't you pick up one of the first items? And again, Braden, I think you can probably catch it on the screen there. Why don't you point out something? You can just hold it up a little bit. Don't kill yourself.
Yeah, let me help you because that's quite heavy. I mean, what's
this rug is a 7x12, and what struck me about it at first was the colors, because in the Navajo rugs, which this is, you don't often see the gold and the black and the gray. And I was just speaking about the mid-century modern being on trend. These colors are also very much on trend right now, and so I think it's a great value, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And it's a big rug, which is also something that's unusual. Typically, these rugs are smaller, probably 5x7, 6x9 maybe, but they don't get a lot bigger than that. So this being a 7x12 and the color combination, I think, is an amazing value today. The other pieces I brought were just kind of things that I thought worked well with it.
And you know what? Let's hold off on talking about it so we can sort of tease the listeners. They can see it on SantaFe.com right now. It entices them to want to come here to Stevens and Consignment Gallery.
Sounds good.
Located at 2701 Cerritos Road. But later on in the show, Annie, I'll have you pick up one of the other items and talk about it. Stephen, I want to remind everybody that you've been in business for about 30 years.
30 years, yeah.
You've been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, accessories. The rug that Annie held up is representative of what people can find throughout the entire gallery.
Well, it is, in fact, that our variety is so fast. I mean, it's incredible. We can get it. Shoppers coming from Navica, shoppers who came in yesterday, who they said we flew in from Kansas City, jumped in the car, and drove here.
Uh-huh.
And we came here because we knew this is the Mother's Day weekend. We know every Mother's Day weekend where we're going to be.
Right.
It's going to be in Santa Fe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to stop by to see Steven. So people coming from all over the country, and it's because of the vast variety. They have no idea. I mean, I'm surprised by what comes through the doors here.
Right.
I never know.
Well, and you've pointed out, obviously, Steven's been a strong supporter of all things real estate for, well, gosh, since we began almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so is Annie O'Carroll. You have talked to me in the studio on many occasions that you literally get new items in the gallery here on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. When I come in from doing my appointments, whether it's appraisal or evaluations, and I come in, this porch is full.
Uh-huh. Wow.
people have backed up and dropped off their items, or they my guys who we do provide a pickup service and delivery service if that's needed. And it's exciting to see what comes through the doors. You know, Santa Fe is such a mecca for people from all over the world, and they bring such great stories with them and great items.
Yeah.
And we have been a depository of that for many years now. We're very lucky and fortunate.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're actually here again at the annual spring sale. This is the 26th annual spring sale of Stevens and Consignment Gallery. Stephen has a spring sale. He has a fall sale. Thousands of people come to this event every single year. They had a big banner day yesterday on Saturday. Today, they're going to be open till 6 o'clock here at the gallery, which again is located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. We encourage you to come on over here. The selection is vast. It's 11,000 square feet of property. There's things out here on the tents outside, and at some point, Josh and Braden might be able to swing the camera around and actually show you. But I tell you what, guys, let's take a break here in All Things Real Estate. I have Stephen Etrie, the co-owner of this fabulous gallery. My color commentator is Annie O'Carroll, of the famous interior designer here in town. She's going to be showing us some other items down the road. So, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation from the annual spring sale at Stevens and Consignment Gallery. If you can't join us today, go to santafe.com, click on the All Things Real Estate logo right on the homepage, and you can watch the show. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, it's Rafe, host of All Things Real Estate. Please join me at noon on Sunday, May 13th, when the show airs from the spring sale at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Take advantage of Stevens' vast array of items offered at spectacular prices. For information, call 471-0802, that's 471-0802, and join me at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, at noon on Sunday, May 13th, for this major event.
Before time began, people roamed this land, living off the bounty that she offered. As hunter-gatherers gave way to agriculture, civilization was born, and a tradition of farming in New Mexico had begun. From this hard red earth, life springs forth, and in the garden, hope springs eternal. We at Agri-Free Nursery wish to welcome you, our friends and family, our community, to another season of growing food and adding beauty to your landscape. Whether you're a master gardener or just getting started on your first raised bed, we've got everything you need to make your world a better place. You can do it organically, naturally, the way that we do, preserving the land for future generations. And at Agri-Free Nursery, we can teach you the secrets to success. That's Agri-Free Nursery, located at 1409 Agri-Free Street, two blocks west of St. Francis Drive, close to the heart of Santa Fe. You can call us at 983-4831. We're a local, family-owned and operated business since 1975.
This is your local State Farm agent, Melissa Passara, saying thank you, Santa Fe, for 10 great years. To my customers, I want to let you know how much I value your business. And if you're not already a customer and you value great service, give us a call, 471-5700. Or even better, stop by. We're on Zafferano Drive near Best Buy and Verizon. Busy schedule? No problem. We're open until 6 p.m. And now even on Saturdays from 9 until 2. Melissa Passara, State Farm Insurance. We're here for you.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast of the program from the 26th annual spring sale at Stevens and Consignment Gallery. We invite all of you to come over here and join us again at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Spectacular savings, lots of inventory, and Mother Nature, this is Mother's Day, so Mother Nature is ruling it, and she's basically going to be, why don't you bring that camera in here, Josh, you got it? She's going to be ruling the roost for us. We got a little bit of rain coming off and on, but you know what? It's still a great day. Today joining me as my color commentator is the famous interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. And in a moment, I'm going to introduce our other guest who's just joined us. But before we go back into that, I encourage all of you to check out Sotheby's International Realty's Distinguished Property of the Month by going to our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. Now, this section of the radio show website is brought to you each month by Old Santa Fe Builders Incorporated. And you can learn more about their fine services at oldsantafebuilders.com. Again, that's oldsantafebuilders.com. I now would like to welcome Deb Culkin, who is the owner of Deborah Culkin Household Staffing Agency. And Deb is a new supporter of All Things Real Estate. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Thank you, Ray.
You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
It's a little chilly out here, isn't it?
It is. It's great rain weather.
And we need the rain badly, that's for sure. Well, Deb, now your Deborah Culkin Agency offers an array of household staffing services to the people of New Mexico and actually to clients all over the country. But I guess my first question is, what do you think of the spring sale?
I think it's amazing. In fact, I'm looking for some furniture, so I think after the show I might need to get a few things for my living room. They have an amazing selection of anything you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, that's the truth. And they've been doing this for 26 years, and so they sort of have it down to a science. And under 11,000 square feet, I can't imagine there's much of anything you can't find here.
Right,
don't
right.
You agree? Well, I'll tell you what, Deb, since we have you on the show and since you are preeminent in the area of household staffing, I guess maybe just like the gallery helps someone furnish their home and Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, helps people achieve that, what suggestions do you actually have for a homeowner when it comes to identifying the best household staff to actually hire?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would suggest is, of course, to go through an agency. Of course, I would hope that anyone in New Mexico would go through our agency, but even if you choose not to go through our agency, any reputable household staffing agency is always the best thing to do for your protection and, of course, to get the best results and probably the best amount of time, because if you're doing it yourself, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure you're protected and you want to make sure you have all the proper agreements when hiring someone, the background checks, and, of course, we do all of the work for you. And you
right.
can be as specific as you like to be.
And I guess, and Annie O'Carroll, I want to bring you in on this as well, Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, having the right staff in a house, no matter, whether it's large or small or whatever, temporary, permanent, whatever it might be, you probably deal with a lot of clients when it comes to individual staffing needs. So having an agency like what Deborah Culkin Agency provides is a nice little thing that we have here in Santa Fe, isn't it?
I think it's nice, and it's also important because this last winter, when we had our freeze, there was a couple of clients I had that had burst pipes,
right.
and it really destroyed a kitchen and a living room,
uh-huh.
and they didn't know
yeah.
because they weren't here. And to have someone check on your house, I mean, that's just one example that I can think of that really was, could be just so important to catch that right away.
So why don't you look at the camera, your lovely face there, Annie O'Carroll, and tell all the people that are watching on SantaFe.com. And again, you can watch the show. If you can't join us today here at 2701 Cerritos Road, go to the homepage of SantaFe.com and click on All Things Real Estate. You can watch this in real time. But why don't you tell them why they need to hire Deborah. No, I'm just kidding.
You need to hire Deborah because in her company, to protect your furnishings, to protect your architecture, to protect your home from any natural things that can happen, but also to have it ready and prepped for you when you come, especially as a second homeowner. So when you walk in the door, the first thing you're not calling is an electrician and a plumber and a
right.
handyman to fix things, that
yeah.
those things are taken care of. And so when you come to Santa Fe, you can enjoy your home without having to worry about the maintenance.
Wow. And Deborah, you want to take that as a testimonial coming from someone who deals with a lot of clients here in town. That's absolutely the case. Well, and I wanted to ask you, though, one thing that you mentioned when you talked about the process is you do a lot of qualification of
right.
household staff. I mean, I looked at your website, and I was astounded at the level of vetting that you do. You check criminal records, background
right.
references. So talk a little bit about, say I walked up to you today and I said, I need a guy to come to my house once a week. I'm not going to be there. What would you do?
Sure. Well, first of all, I would look at the request form, exactly what you wanted, the type of person you wanted, even personality-wise. If they're working from inside your home, you want to feel comfortable around them and know that they feel comfortable around you as well. Anything from certain language, certain skills we look for, we check references, we're all trained in how to ask certain questions to bring out any fraudulent references, and we do the background check as well. A lot of times we get in resumes sent in from all over the country, sometimes even outside of the United States. So we have a pretty large, I mean, we have one of the largest databases in the nation because I've been in this industry for 16 years. So we have just the best personnel. A lot of people from New York and California want to relocate to the Southwest.
Right.
So we really, it's just about narrowing the right person down for you.
And we didn't intentionally do this, but we have a little drama going on here. We actually have hail behind us. Gino Thompson, my producer, back in the studio. I'm sorry for that ambient noise, but it's Mother Nature. We can't do anything about it. I wanted to also ask you, and that's a very good summary about how you qualify people. You do business for folks all over the U.S. How do you actually do that, though? You're here in Santa Fe, so how do you help someone that's in New York City?
Right. We had a few clients from New York City because we had placed someone in Santa Fe who has a few homes. They have a home here and they have a home in New York, and they were so happy with our services that they recommended a couple of their friends. And we work with different agencies as well. So we were working with an agency in New York. I have really great relationships with a lot of agency owners all over the country. And so we were able to provide them with, I think one of them needed an executive housekeeper, the other one needed a live-in nanny. So they were locals. The girls in New York that we placed with them were from New York City. And so there's just so many, it's quite easy for us to do that, but a lot of times we will work with other agencies as well.
Interesting. Well, this is Deborah Culkin, the owner of Deborah Culkin Agency, and you can learn more about their very fine household staffing services by going to their website, which is DebsDomesticAgency.com. That's DebsDomesticAgency.com. Deb, I want you to sit here for a minute because I'm turning over to my color commentator, Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer. Annie, we've got a few minutes here. Let's talk about one of the other items that you selected here at Stephen Etrie's gallery. And I want you to show it to the people that are watching on SantaFe.com and describe what it is.
Well, what I was collecting here in Stephen's and what I brought out to really show
hold the mic a little bit closer
was the diversity in the accessories that they have here. There's this piece, which I think is beautiful, and you know everything just so happens to, I think, work beautifully with this rug. But that piece is it's a Santo Domingo pot, and it's in absolutely perfect condition. And the prices are very good. When I'm looking at the Native American Indian pottery, you know, they really are very compatible to what you'd find at Indian Market, and the pricing, of course, is much, much better, especially today. So these were a few things that I thought kind of gave an eclectic look to the rug and really worked with it.
Besides that, you've got another little sort of
a melon bowl, and this is a Santo Domingo pot. And again, unbelievably, you know, beautiful condition, would make a great gift. It would make a great part of a collection. And I also have this hat that's from India. And I liked it because really the piece, if you just saw this stand or you just saw this hat, it wouldn't be very interesting. But I think together and also on a table with a collection, it really provides some height and some interest, and it's very textural and organic. So I love the combination of things.
Fabulous. Well, as always, Annie O'Carroll, extraordinary interior designer that you are, you went out and literally before the show started grabbed these items and put together a nice little display here. We appreciate that. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here in All Things Real Estate. Maybe when we go to this break, the hail or the rain will stop for a little bit. So are we still on SantaFe.com a little bit? Oh, maybe. Whatever. If you want to, if you can't join us today here at Stephen Etrie's gallery here at 2701 Cerrillos Road for his 26th annual spring sale, then you can always go to SantaFe.com. Go to the homepage, click on the homepage where it says All Things Real Estate Radio, and you'll be able to watch the show and see this fabulous setting that we have here. I have Deborah Culkin of the Deborah Culkin Agency with us, household staffing company. She offered some commentary, and of course, Annie O'Carroll, who is the interior designer extraordinary. Thank you for being my color commentator today. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll continue from the annual spring sale at Stephen's Consignment Gallery. Stay tuned.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. I knew I needed to make some major lifestyle changes that would help me manage my type 2 diabetes. I am working with the American Heart Association to lead an educational campaign called The Heart of Diabetes and share tips that have helped me stay in the know and guide me toward a healthier way of living. Keep active, normalize critical health numbers, opt for a healthy lifestyle, and work with a healthcare provider.
I test my blood sugar every day, and I plan my meals and activities accordingly.
I visit my healthcare provider. He helps me stay motivated.
I take a brisk walk every morning and make healthy food choices.
I'm Dr. Dan Jones. These people are living proof that type 2 diabetes can be successfully managed. Please visit your own healthcare provider, and for more information, visit iknowdiabetes.org.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from the 26th Annual Spring Sale here at Stevens, a Consignment Gallery. Co-owner Stephen Etrie is my special guest. He's out working with all the crowds of people that are here. We invite all of you to come on over here and enjoy the spectacular prices on a wide array of products that are being offered. Again, the address is 2701 Cerrillos Road, Stevens Consignment Gallery, their annual spring sale. This is the 26th year they've been doing it. Fabulous offering. And even though it's a little rainy, you know, a lot of people are coming in. Stephen had a fabulous day yesterday selling products, and they're going to be open till 6 o'clock today, so we invite all of you to come on over. Before we go back into the program, I want to remind you that Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, specializing in highly responsive multi-tenant commercial and homeowner association management, promotes community and improves value in the quality of life and work, as well as their clients' investment. For more information about their fine commercial and homeowner association management services, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. I also want to take a moment to remind you that Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center is well known as a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving 300,000 people in north central New Mexico. Using cutting-edge technology and a commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, the hospital has more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, as well as 60,000 patient visits. For more information about the wide range of compassionate and high-quality care offered by Christus St. Vincent, please go to their website, www.stvin.org. Again, that's stvin.org. They are also strong supporters of all things real estate, fine institution, and we are delighted to have them as part of our team. I now want to welcome Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspection to the show. Wynn Home Inspection has been providing accurate, comprehensive, and quality home inspection services since 1994. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Hey, thanks, Ray.
Now, you've been to Stevens, a consignment gallery, on many occasions, and Randy showed up here about 15 minutes ago, and I said, why don't you go circulate around and take a look at something? He came back and he told me, you bought something already. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, I found a fire orange 50s postmodern wood-burning stove that I've been looking for probably a couple years.
Wow. So here we are, and this is not staged. And if we had the chance to swing the camera around, you'd be able to see that we've got this Randy Moya big tag on it. He's bought this this large fireplace. Is that actually, are you going to insert that in your house this afternoon or what?
Well, that's going to be quite the in-depth project. It's probably going to take me a year before it's actually up and running, because I'm going to probably have to remove my fireplace to put that one in.
I see.
So that's going to reside on my back porch for about a year until I can get it.
Well, Randy, I'm going to set up a little scenario here for you. First of all, people are coming here today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a seller who wants to get their house staged to get it ready to sell.
Mm-hmm.
They're working with me or another associate broker at Sotheby's International Realty. We always recommend to them either go to Stevens Consignment Gallery and buy something to freshen up the place, or declutter your house by actually bringing some of your possessions here to Stevens Gallery to actually sell them. That's an important aspect associated with getting a house ready for sale. But another incredibly important one, which we've talked about before on the radio show, is the pre-listing inspection.
Right.
So you've defined that for our listeners. I think it's very apt because the springtime is the busiest time of the year for real estate sales. Why don't you walk through why a seller should consider doing a pre-listing inspection of their property?
Well, The huge advantage of a pre-listing inspection for a seller is to find all the potential issues that could come up in a real estate transaction or negotiation process. A lot of times when I do inspections for buyers, and buyers will hire me to go in and find all the issues or potential issues in a house.
Right.
And at that point, as you're well aware, those issues get negotiated.
Right.
So, and sometimes it can be a huge disadvantage to those sellers, you know, because it's an unexpected thing that all of a sudden they're going to either lose money on or have to give money for. So with a pre-listing inspection, they're able to find most of the potential issues or the potential red flags that could hinder or even terminate a potential sale on their house.
Right. And in a buyer's market, and it still is a buyer's market,
mm-hmm.
The buyer can use those discovered items to either negotiate down on the price, can delay the process by having them dealt with. So it really is just prudent, and frankly, it's common sense. And the cost of doing this, I mean, we're talking $500, maybe give or take.
Average.
$500 invested by the seller can make the difference, particularly if you discover something that's major that's definitely going to come out when the buyer's inspector finds it as well.
Right. It could be, you know, it could be a $100,000 fix that I've uncovered for them.
Right.
Or it could be a $500 negotiation point for the buyer.
Right.
So, you know, and you're right. In this market, given what this market has done to us in the past few years, any advantage that a seller could put on his side is hugely important.
Right. Randy, you've been doing this for a long time, and I always like to ask you when I have you on the show about, and you've regaled me with some terrifying stories, some of your more interesting home inspections. Remember, we always laugh about the fact that one of them in particular deals with someone who brought a gun out who, I guess, didn't want you on their property.
Yeah.
Anything of late less dramatic than that that's maybe happened, or are you on autopilot these days?
I'm on autopilot. I'm, you know, nothing tragic or crazy has happened to me this year.
Right. Well, that's good. From your standpoint, again, I always like to ask you this as well. You've got your finger on the pulse. We all work together in the real estate community, brokers, home inspectors, appraisers, the whole mortgage lenders. What's your view about where the Santa Fe market is right now, and for that matter, the market outside of Santa Fe?
It's I've been busy, and I think all the inspectors and all the appraisers and everybody has been busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that I have my pulse on the real estate market, but every time, Ray, I think that I've got it figured out, the market takes a left turn on me.
I see.
So I don't know of anybody who's not busy right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the inventory is down, which is something that we were hoping for,
mm-hmm.
which means that buyers have fewer options to choose, which means that, you know, you need to be smart about it. If you see something you really like, you may not want to pass it over and make an offer on it. Obviously, you guys are part of that first part of the process for a buyer.
Sure.
And so one of the first things they're going to do, and they'll have it stipulated in the contract, is do a home inspection. So any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners today about what they ought to be doing, whether they're a buyer or a seller? Look right at the camera there on SantaFe.com and tell them what they ought to do.
You know, today is the perfect day to actually be walking around your house looking for those potential leaks in the windows, potential leaks in the roof. Get your house sealed up, get it ready for the summer, and just start the process of doing that deferred maintenance that everybody is always talking about.
This is Randy Moya, who is with Wynn Home Inspection, one of the consummate professionals, well-regarded in this community, obviously has seen large and small houses all over the place. We really are delighted to have you on the show today and offer some excellent counsel. And by the way, I know Stephen Etri is delighted that you bought one of the items. This was not a setup on any mind. You had no idea you were going to be buying something today when you came to his gallery.
No, damn it. And
that's all right.
Sorry. I came here. I didn't bring my wallet because I knew I could get in trouble, and I got in trouble anyway.
There you go. Anyway, this is Randy Moya with Wynn Home Inspection. We're delighted to have you on the show. Thanks so much for offering your commentary.
Appreciate
and thank
it,
you for being a supporter of all things real estate. I tell you what, I'm going to actually shift gears for a moment here and tell you about Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company, offering a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, and charitable lead trust, plus private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. Randy, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Randy.
I have my color commentator, Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, who has actually grabbed someone who is a enthusiastic shopper, I believe. Come on over here, sir, and sit down. We're going to actually set you up once you put that headset on right there.
Okay.
Because we're going to do a little interview. And thank you for being on the show. What's your name?
Paul Tyra.
Paul Tyra. And Paul, Annie O'Carroll, you did a great job. You found someone enthusiastic. Are you a big fan of Stevens and Consignment Gallery?
I absolutely am, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from out of the area. We've lived here full-time about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very, very good antique dealer.
Uh-huh. Where,
yes.
Where do you actually live?
We live in Las Campanas.
Las Campanas.
Yeah.
And this sale itself, again, this is the 26th annual spring sale, Paul, that Stephen Etri here at Stephen's Consignment Gallery offers. And again, we invite you, if you're not watching on SantaFe.com, you want to get in your car and drive on over here, take Paul's advice. Join us here at 2701 Cerrillos Road because you're going to find some terrific items. So,
oh, yeah.
So your main focus, though, are on the antique side of the aisle?
Yeah, I've purchased antiques for decades, for years,
uh-huh.
And this is one of the three or four places in this region that I feel comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And he, whether you come during the sale or you come after the sale, he always has a great inventory, a great selection, and he knows his merchandise and he's fair.
Uh-huh.
Those are the two big factors.
Well, those are really strong characteristics. And Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, you obviously deal with clients like Paul all the time.
Yes, I do.
Helping them, whether they live in Las Campanas or somewhere else in the Santa Fe area. If Paul was your client today, what would you do? This is a little bit unusual because there's so many people here, but how would you and Paul actually sort of dissect these 11,000 square feet of items?
Well, I think the first thing to do is take a general inventory of everything in the store and just kind of then, because there is a lot and it can be a little bit overwhelming, and to maybe have a goal if, you know, I look for pieces that are versatile, that can move around, like there's a great little chair that just left a few minutes ago that I had my eye on, and the reason it's to me was great is that you can move it around the house. It could be in a bedroom. It could be an additional chair for a living room. So to kind of look at versatile pieces like that, when you're in a store like this, because you're not necessarily looking at a floor plan with specific sizes in mind, but
right.
It's things that really give the house character and that speak to you.
Mm-hmm. Paul, I want to ask you again, how long have you lived in Las Campanas?
We've really just the house in Las Campanas, we've only had about 8 months. We've
oh,
had
wow.
a house in Santa Fe for 6 years,
uh-huh.
but we were fortunate enough to be able to get a slightly better one.
Well, and of course, as a real estate broker, that's music to our ears. We're thankful to you for
yep.
helping to prop up the real estate market here in Santa Fe. I think, and I don't know what your business is, and I won't go into that, but just as a civilian, Annie O'Carroll's involved in real estate in her area. I'm a real estate broker, but as a civilian, what's your feeling about where the real estate market is now?
I think that it's fairly resilient here, especially compared to other areas. I'm originally from the Midwest, and I have the feeling that there's a lot of people out there looking. I know that the agents that we were associated with during our search are very successful right now. Mm-hmm. They're doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we're delighted to have somebody who is an enthusiastic supporter of Stevens & Consignment Gallery, who's actually, did you buy something already?
Absolutely. I buy something from Steven every time, and there are so many things going out the door during these sales. It's just exciting.
Wow.
It's just fun to watch.
And I have to tell everybody who's watching us on SantaFe.com, this is not at all staged. Paul is a real buyer. He is speaking from his heart. I never met him before. You never met me, right?
He's a stranger.
I'm a stranger to him, but he is genuinely speaking to his belief in what Stevens, the Consignment Gallery, has to offer. And so take it from Paul. Please join us here at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Good job, Annie O'Carroll, in finding a very enthusiastic person. We're going to have you sit here for just a second, Paul. So I'll tell you what, come on down here. The rain has let up a little bit. Actually, the sun is trying to poke through a little bit. It's a beautiful location, lots of inventory to choose from. Take Paul's advice. Look for the antiques as well. And come on over here again to 2701 Cerrillos Road, Stevens, the Consignment Gallery, the 26th Annual Spring Sale. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, where we are, so stay tuned.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
This is Glenn Frey. The Eagles have been on tour all over the world, and it's always good to come back home. You should know that the rules for crossing the border are changing, and we want all of you who cross the border for business or for fun to be sure to have everything you need to get home efficiently. You can learn about your document options under the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative by visiting www.getyouhome.gov. Travel safe, have fun, and take it easy.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty. Having the right insurance coverage is absolutely critical, whether it's for commercial, homeowner, or personal needs. That's why I recommend you speak to the Sachs Insurance Agency. Please contact one of the best in the business, Mr. Vince Marciano, at 866-729-5390. Again, that's 866-729-5390. Or go to his website, SachsInsuranceNM.com. Again, that's Sachs Insurance. NM.com.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
By the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. For more information about their home inspection services, please go to winni.com. Again, that's winni.com. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are doing a live remote broadcast today from Stevens, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. We've had an action-packed show. I've had Annie O'Carroll doing our color commentary. Annie O'Carroll is the famous interior designer here in town. She has been talking to consumers who have been streaming in and out. They're not deterred at all by the weather. We invite you to come on over here. Sitting next to me is, of course, the famous co-owner of Stevens Consignment Gallery, none other than Stephen Etri. So if you come over here this afternoon, you can actually meet this gentleman and talk to him about his 26 years of doing this kind of event. I actually want to ask you that. 26 years, how have things changed over the years?
It's gotten bigger. Yeah. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. We like to believe that we improve it each year. Annie and I were talking when we were taking a break about we brought in five truckloads of new furniture and accessories and antiques that none of our customers had seen before the sale.
Wow.
And we do that purposely that we just want all of our customers to know they may think they have seen it all. Not really. We like to bring in some, we like to bring in some surprises for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And again, just for those one or two people, and that's all there must be out there who don't know about maybe three of them that don't know about the famous sale. You come here today, and Stephen has a lot of integrity, he's very well respected in this community. But what you actually do is you don't mark things up to then mark them down. You do a genuine markdown of prices.
Yeah, like I've said in other shows, life is too short for those games.
Yeah.
Items come in, we put them on the floor based upon our usual mark, and during the sale, it goes down from there. It's 30% off at a minimum and all the way up to 75%.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate.
Yeah. I was going to ask, there you go.
We just lost one of our props.
There we go. One of our props. I was going to ask Annie O'Carroll to talk about that one, but you can just see the thing. And that was not staged.
We can talk about that.
Fly off the shelf here. Well, what that gentleman just took away was, Annie, what was that again? Why don't you talk about
it? It was a hat. It was an Indonesian beautiful antique hat, and it was on a metal stand, and he had come up earlier and was asking about it, and I don't think he realizes that we're on camera, and so he just grabbed it to buy it. So,
and I want to ask you, Annie, what's this lovely?
Let's put something else out for
you. Yeah,
crystal,
what's this?
You know, I brought the crystal because I love the juxtaposition of things, and I love the organic Native American pieces, and then I also love this beautiful cut crystal. And I brought it really because with the Navajo rug and with these pieces, I thought it mixed so well. And to me, that's what design is. It's really mixing.
Right.
And again, you know, I mentioned earlier, but this is priced at $100, and it's 30% off
that's
today.
Right,
so what an amazing wedding gift, Mother's Day gift.
Sure.
It's beautiful. And
I'm just picturing lemon in there.
Yes, it's
maybe
beautiful.
Maybe Lynchburg lemonade.
And it is
exactly.
Is there some age to this picture?
Oh yeah, that's probably turn of the century, as late as 1910.
Really?
It is all whale cut, as opposed to press glass. Press glass is where they took glass and they actually used a mold.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually ground cut. So somebody blew that, and then somebody else took it and worked on it, grinding the detail into it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took them a day.
Yeah. And Braden, are you getting this on camera? Yeah. Annie, why don't you just hold it up for a second there so they can get a full view of it.
Yeah, it's really
that's the shape
really
of picture
lovely.
I like, too. It's like a lemonade picture.
Well, you can also put flowers in this, which would be beautiful.
Yeah.
And now's the time to buy crystal because the market is rather soft on crystal.
Why is that?
Well, because our moms and our grandmoms are getting rid of it. They're not collecting it. So those collectors, that whole collector market has kind of gone. Everything goes in cycles, and it kind of peaked in its cycle probably about 10 years ago.
Right.
And now it's on the backside of the cycle. And so there's some great values. I mean, 10 years ago, we would have sold that for $225.
Wow. And 30% off on that. And again, if you come here today, everything is marked down at least 30%
That's
and
correct.
Up to as much as 70%. Everything under the sun, there's 11,000 square feet of items here under the roof. And actually, Stephen has a lot of his stuff set out here on the front parking lot. Under tents, so we invite you to come on over here again to 2701 Cerrillos Road for the 26th Annual Spring Sale of Stevens and Consignment Gallery. And the reason we're doing the show here today is we're doing this under our unique destination series of all things real estate. The reason why we're doing it, besides liking you, and it's a high traffic place, is that Stevens, a consignment gallery, has for many, many years, almost 30 years, been working with the real estate community, working with interior designers like Annie O'Carroll, her clients, worked with real estate brokers like me, our buyers and sellers. That part of your business where you actually are working directly with someone, and you do a lot of it in the estate sale area with real estate lawyers, is there something unique about that as opposed to dealing with sort of civilians?
Well, I think there's a professional nature. You know, there's a professional relationship that's present that there's certain understandings about protocol and about what can be expected, you know, what can be done. So, I mean, that's part of the professional community in which I work.
Right.
Our customer base, our retail customer base, you know, that's a different target market.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we also do, as part of that, not just working wholesale with decorators, but we do a lot with dealers.
Right.
And we just had a number of dealers, four dealers here, who have a place up in Taos, an antique shop in Taos, mm-hmm. who were just down and they were purchasing a great number of pieces.
To take back to Taos
and put in their store.
One thing we also talked about the last time I had you on the show. When
we have the animals going by, animal crackers.
There's an animal head being carried in. I guess someone bought it. It's amazing. This is the whole thing. You can find anything under the sun here at Stevens Consignment Gallery. But what I was going to ask you is the last time I had you on the show, you were talking about the important role that Stevens Consignment Gallery plays with the film community mm-hmm. and set designers,
right.
individuals. Braden is a movie star in his own right, so is Josh, my other floor producer. Both of them are not shy. They're behind the camera today, but they're not shy in front of the camera. But talk a little bit about that, Stephen, the film community that's so important here in New Mexico.
It is. It's one of those industries that every state in the country wants. They desire to have it. But not every state in this country has the topography, the resources, the landscape that we have.
Right.
And we've been very blessed to have that. Plus, we're, 285 Sundays a year or something wonderful like that. And so that is in our favor.
Right.
So it is a wonderful industry for Santa Fe, not just New Mexico, but for Santa Fe. Just earlier, I mentioned it, the woman who was walking out. And Annie would say, well, that's a cool sconce. I said, yeah, she's the woman who does all the set design. She's doing all the set design for the film The Lone Ranger that's being filmed here in Santa Fe with Johnny Depp.
Sure.
So she knew about our sale, and she said, oh, gosh, tonight, Mother's Day, sale, Stevens, I'm there.
Yeah, interesting. Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, have you worked with anyone from the film community in interior design work?
I have not, but
yeah.
It would be really fun to do that and to source for film. I was thinking that would be a fun little side job to have.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe there's a little partnership going on
there
here. Stephen, let's, for another minute or so before we take, actually we have to end the show, believe it or not, at the very end. Let's talk for a moment about those. These are big events, your spring sale, your fall sale, which takes place in October, but you also have a big estate sale business. Talk a little bit about that.
It's ramping up. We just went under contract to do what I think will probably be one of the most important ethnographic sales that Santa Fe will have in a very long time. The fellow's name is Craig LaChapelle. I'm able to use his name publicly. He passed on. He was a very well-respected and noted water and landscape architect designer. And he did much of the work for Disney World and Disneyland and for other for malls and for outdoor features. And he had a passion for collecting, so much so I believe we figured there's about just about 6,000 weavings in this collection.
Wow.
Maybe 1,200 African masks.
My gosh.
Pre-Columbian, Native American, Indonesian, East Indian. If it's folk art and ethnographic, it's there. And it's going to be a three-day sale.
And when is this?
It's going to be in August, the first 10 days of August.
Have to go to that.
Annie O'Carroll's making a note about doing this.
Yes, I am.
Well, I tell you what, we've got about a minute left here before we leave. Annie, your last 30 seconds of thoughts about this annual spring sale at Stevens Consignment Gallery.
My last thoughts are I'm walking around thinking about second homes that I know people are doing. I know people are buying houses, investing, and renting them. This is the place to come to furnish those homes.
Uh-huh.
You have a beautiful, I'm looking at it, four-poster queen-size bed, and it is $495. And
can
it's
you believe
four,
it?
No, I know. It's four posts, the footboard, the headboard. It's in beautiful condition, and if you wanted to, you could paint it. It's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And I think it would be really fun, actually. Steve and I were talking about this, to only furnish a house from here and to really see what we can
Well,
come
let's
up
make
with.
That happen, okay? Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer. You can work with Stephen Etrie. Stephen, any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners other than come here?
Well, first of all, again, like you, I want to wish all the moms out there a wonderful, happy Mother's Day, including my mother and my wife, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
And, it is a special day for moms. And I really would hope that if you are spending time with mom and you're out on Sirius Road or you're nearby, just come on by. Moms do like to browse. And there's lots of comfortable chairs for the husbands and the sons to sit in.
Very good. Anyway, I want to thank my guest, co-host Stephen Etrie, for letting us air the show today from his famous spring sale here at Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. We invite all of you to come on over here. Many thanks to interior designer Annie O'Carroll for being a terrific color commentator.
Thank you so, Ray.
As well as our other show contributors, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as my floor producers,
hey,
Brayden
Gino
and Josh. They are very talented, and I appreciate all that you've done here, as well as Kate, Debbie, Mike, and Arthur back at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for doing what you do best. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the show today and for all the support that you're giving to our nation's improving housing market. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.